This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today on whether immigrants who are detained for more than 6 months in deportation proceedings have the right to a bond hearing. The case is especially timely now that President-elect Donald Trump is vowing to deport more immigrants with criminal convictions. The people in detention centers are often legal immigrants facing deportation because they were convicted of crimes. Others are seeking asylum. Alina Das is co-director of the Immigrant Rights Clinic at NYU School of Law. She traveled to Washington to hear today's arguments. She joins me now from D.C. to talk about how this case could have a big impact in the New York City area. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So let's make one thing clear right away. Immigrants in detention centers in our area who are facing deportation already have a right to a bond hearing within 6 months. That's unlike much of the rest of the country because of a case you litigated that went to federal court. So before we get to today's Supreme Court argument, let's take a step back and talk about that precedent. Tell us about Alexander Laura.
Sure. Well, Alexander Laura is a longtime permanent resident, a green card holder who came to the U.S. When he was just 7 years old. He lived his life like many people, growing up here and working. A few years ago, he did have a one-time drug possession conviction. And after that, he was given probation. He never had to spend any time in jail. He went on with his life, had a little boy, and did what he was supposed to do. But then in 2013, ICE came, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to start a deportation case against him. And they detained him, locked him up in a jail, and said that under the law, he wouldn't even get the right to a bond hearing. But Alex was able to get in touch with a lawyer through Brooklyn Defender Services that represented him, went petitioned the federal court for a bond hearing, and he won. He was able to get out. The government appealed, and we represented him on the appeal. And that's when the Second Circuit, the Federal Appeals Court out here, said that not only did he deserve a bond hearing, but every immigrant who would otherwise be subject to mandatory detention should get a bond hearing within 6 months.
To be clear, a bond hearing is just the right to be free pending your criminal case, correct?
Right. It's just the ability to ask an immigration judge to be let out during the case, to show evidence that you're not a flight risk or a danger, and that you can continue to defend yourself in immigration proceedings from your home instead of from a jail cell.
And because of Laura's case, people in detention centers here in the New York City area who are entitled to bond hearings within 6 months to determine if they are a flight risk can now receive that bond hearing. Who are these people and what difference does it make now that they are guaranteed a bond hearing?
Well, it really makes every difference in the world. You know, I was representing a woman earlier this fall who was detained. She was mother of four children. She, like Alex Laura, had a very old conviction for which she was never required to serve any jail time. But years later, she ends up in deportation proceedings, and that's when she's being told that she has to go to jail and wear a prison uniform and be shackled, and really feeling like that's a second punishment. But her one hope was that she was able to get this bond hearing, which is called the Laura hearing after Alexander Laura, and knowing that she then had a date that she could focus on. At least I know that I'll be able to go in front of a judge and ask to be released to my kids. And when that date came, you know, we presented all the evidence, and that's exactly what the judge did. He granted bond in her case. It was a totally different picture before these Laura hearings were in place. If she had been our client just a year prior, we would have had to tell her that we don't know how long she would be detained, that she might never be let out.
So the federal court in California, the Ninth Circuit, made the same decision as the Second Circuit here in New York, that people in detention centers shouldn't be held indefinitely without a bond hearing. But the government appealed the case, which gets us to the U.S. Supreme Court today with the ACLU representing the immigrants. Does the case jeopardize the protections for immigrants that you were able to establish with the Laura case here in New York? And why did you feel it was so important to be at the arguments today?
So with this case being argued before the Supreme Court has the option of extending the great decision out of the Ninth Circuit, as well as the decision over here in the New York area in Mr. Laura's case, across the country so that everyone would have the benefit of the six-month rule. It also has the option of basically getting rid of the rule altogether. And then if that happens, we would lose this basic minimum due process protection that we have in the New York region as well.
What is the government's argument for keeping them in detention indefinitely?
Well, the government has essentially been arguing that Congress has made a decision to require the indefinite detention of immigrants and that it has vast power to do this. It's a really dangerous argument because we think it's important for our courts to stand up for minimum due process, these basic rights that includes immigrants. We don't think immigration detention centers are constitution-free zones. And the immigrants who are facing this prospect of indefinite detention deserve that basic right to go to court.
Alina Das, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Alina Das is co-director of the Immigrant Rights Clinic at NYU's School of Law. She spoke with us from Washington, D.C., where she attended today's U.S. Supreme Court argument.